The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to
you, Lord. Okay, Jesus in today's gospel is going to tell a story about a father and his children. So I want you to listen carefully so you can tell me how many children the father had and whether they were boys or girls, okay? Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. So how many children did the father have?
Two.
Two, excellent. And were they boys or girls?
Boys.
Excellent, boys. Now what did the father ask his sons to do? Good. He asked them to go and work. Did they go?
No.
No. Okay. Did anyone of them go?
Yes. The first one went and the second one did not go.
Very good. So the first one who said no to his father, he went. But then the second one said yes, but did not go. Which one is better? Which one was a better son?
The second one.
The one who said?
No.
But then went, right? Very good. Now, is there a better choice than those two options? What could they have done better? Okay, we have hands back here.
They did.
Okay, they did, but what a better way to respond to their dad?
They could politely decline it. Like say,
okay, well, yeah, they could politely decline it, but still, that's not nice, right? What could they have done better?
They could just said yes and went.
Exactly. They could have said yes and went rather than say no and then go or say yes but not go. Now, I know your parents not going to send you to work, are they? No. Okay. But sometimes what can happen is maybe your mom and dad will tell you, "I want you to go clean your room," and you're sitting watching TV or playing on your video games, with your video games. And you say, "Yes, yes, mom, I'll go," but you don't go, right? You continue playing. Or they can ask you to go and clean your room, and you say, "No," but then you go. But the best way is for you if you go from the first time, right? And that's how we prepare for Christmas. One way we prepare for Christmas is by listening to what God tells us. We're listening to our parents tell us, our teachers tell us, and do what they ask us to do because we know they love us and care about us and want to do something, want us to do the best for us. So rather sometimes being lazy or delaying things, we need right away to say yes and do what they ask of us. Now, does anyone know why do we have this picture here or who's in the picture? Mary, very good. And what's the title of Mary in the picture? What do we call Mary in that picture?
Mother Mary.
Mother Mary, but she has a special name.
Saint Guadalupe.
Yes, this is Mary. We call her Our Lady of Guadalupe, because this is when Mary appeared in Mexico, around Mexico City, around 500 years ago. And you see something different about the way Mary looked? Let's get somebody on this side.
She's wearing like a green sweater, like something like that, because to honor the Mexicans.
Very good. She was wearing, you see her, it's not a sweater, it's kind of like a veil. And the color turquoise of the veil, that was the color that the Aztec kings and queens would wear only. So by wearing this, you know, kind of veil, she's telling the people that I am a royal person, okay? But the special thing about Mary is this, that the Mary appeared like the Aztec Indians. She didn't appear like with blonde hair and blue eyes like the Europeans usually painted Mary. She appeared like an Indian to them. And the story is, this is Saint Juan Diego. One day, late in November, he was going to the town to go to Mass. And as he was walking by, Mary appeared to him and asked him to go and tell the bishop to build her a church on that hill. So Juan Diego went to town. He went to see the bishop, but he was a poor peasant, a farmer, so the bishop would not see him. I said, I don't have time for you. I'm busy today. So he went back, and then Mary appeared to him again on the way back, and she said, so what happened? And he said, the bishop would not see me. He said, maybe you should send someone who's more important than just a farmer so the bishop can talk to them. So the next day, he was going back again, and Mary appeared to him and said, I want you to go again and talk to the bishop. And Juan Diego said, but you know, the bishop's not going to listen to me. She said, no, go today. So he went. He obeyed what Mary told him. And this time the bishop talked to him and told them, Juan Diego told them, well, Mary appeared to me, this beautiful lady, and she said, you need to build her a church for Jesus on that hill. And the bishop just laughed at him as he said, you're crazy. I'm not going to do this. Only if I can have a sign, then I'll do it. So he went back, and on the way back again, Mary said, okay, what happened? He said, well, the bishop wants a sign. So the next day, his uncle, Juan Diego's uncle, was sick, and he wanted to go to the town to get a doctor for him. So he was in a hurry, so he went in a different way to the city so Mary would not appear to him. But Mary knew where he was and appeared to him, and she said, remember the sign the bishop wants you to give him? I want you to go up to this hill, and there will be roses there, and collect the roses. Now, this was, like I said, late November. It was very cold, like today here, and roses that do not grow in the cold weather. But Juan Diego went up the hill, and there were roses in it. So he was wearing kind of an alb like this. So he collected the roses, and he put them in his alb and held them like this. Okay? So then she told him, now go and tell the bishop the sign I gave you. So he went to the bishop and said, okay, well, the lady told me to give you the sign. He said, okay, what's the sign? So he opened his clothes, and the roses fell, and the image of Mary was on his clothes. And then the bishop listened to him, and they built a church for Mary in Mexico City that's still here today. And when you go to Mexico City, to the Church of Our Lady Guadalupe, you'll see the same clothes that Juan Diego was wearing where the image of Mary appeared on it. Have you been to Mexico City? Anybody been to Mexico City? Okay, have you been to the cathedral, to the Church of Our Lady Guadalupe? All right, very good. So next time you're there, make sure you visit it. What's special, like I said, about Mary is that she has a darker skin like the Indians, and then see these are the rays of the sun, and Mary kind of blocking the sun, telling the people that she's stronger than the God Son, because they believed that the Son was a God. And also Mary is standing on the moon, and they believe that the moon is the God of night. And Mary obviously is stronger than the moon because she is standing on it. And then you see this sash, kind of black sash around her belly, that tells the Indian that she was pregnant. She has a baby, and that baby is Jesus. And in within 10 years of Mary appearing to Juan Diego in Mexico, almost 9 million Indians became Christians. They were baptized and began to believe in Jesus Christ. So you see, when we do what we're told, like Juan Diego obeyed Mary, great things will happen. When we do what Jesus tells us, also great things could happen. When we obey our parents and our teachers and our, you know, grandparents, we can do great things and make Jesus happy. And that's one way we can celebrate his birthday as we prepare for Christmas. So between now and Christmas, maybe you can practice to say yes to your parents and help them out, because they, you know, they're very busy. They have a lot of things to do. So the gift you can give Jesus is being obedient to your parents and to your teachers too, I think. That would be a good idea, right? Let us stand.